Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
A gray-haired woman in her 60s walked down the aisle of a plane, stopped by an empty seat, and asked the person sitting next to it, "Excuse me, but do you have any grandchildren?" When the very surprised person looked up and responded, "Yes, I do," the woman moved on down the aisle. Asking the same question, the next person next to the empty seat stammered, "No, but we wish we did." Sitting down, the woman said, "Wonderful. Now let me tell you about mine." That's the way grandparents are, you know. But in a disconnected world where families are often fragmented and separated, it's getting harder and harder for a grandparent to interface with grandchildren. You can do it, however. In the next 3 minutes, I'll give you 6 ways to impact your children's children. Guideline number 1, make your life a living testimony of the grace of God. For years on my television program, I would ask a final question. How would you like to be remembered after you are gone? Answers were diverse, but there's one thing for sure. You will be remembered one way or the other. My grandfather was stingy and frugal, but grandmother was generous. Her oatmeal cookies and fried chicken were world class. When I studied in the university, she would write, almost always including a little money that grandfather never knew about. How will you be remembered? Guideline 2, be involved in their lives. Here is a seldom considered scientific fact. Phone lines run both ways. Older folks often sit by the phone waiting for it to ring, moaning and complaining that nobody calls me. Hey, friend, why don't you call your son or grandson every week? If you have several grandchildren, program their telephone numbers on your phone and call. Ask, "How are you doing anyway? Any special needs I can help with? What's going on in your life? Need a little money?" Don't think you're bothering them. You're going to keep a relationship alive. Guideline 3, take inventory of the spiritual heritage you're leaving behind. My father-in-law, Guy Duffield, was one of the most godly men I ever knew. On the night God took him home, he asked me to read Psalm 71, which says, "Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, O God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your might to all who are to come." Have I done that, Harold? He asked. If anyone ever did, he did just that. Guideline 4. Make a record of your testimony of the redeeming grace of God. This means write letters, even ones for your unborn grandchildren. Videotape or record your life story. Tell future generations what God has done. Tell your story. They do want to know. Guideline 5, surround your grandchildren with a fence of prayer. What you cannot do, God can and will. Trust Him. At times, grandchildren ignore your advice, but they cannot escape your prayers. You can make a difference by praying. Guideline 6, set your house in order. What does that mean? Time allows only 2 thoughts. First, make peace with your enemies. Don't carry to your grave bitterness, harsh thoughts, and angry memories. Forgive. Then this final thought. Do your giving while you're living so you're knowing where it's going. Dig a well for a village in Africa. Support an orphan in Russia. Help your church. Establish a foundation. But don't leave your estate to the greedy nephew who calls only to find out how soon the undertaker may come for you.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.